Following an investigation revealed a pattern of unconstitutional policing. That investigation began after the 2015 death of Freddie Gray while he was in police custody. And Governor Wes Moore will be returning to Maryland today following a week-long trade and investment mission in Japan and South Korea. During the final day of the trip, the governor and members of the Maryland delegation focused on expanding Maryland's aerospace technology and engineering industries during a visit with the governor of a town outside of Seoul, Korea. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric, Heating, and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds broke out the power batch last night once again at Camden Yards to the tune of three big flies, the biggest of which occurred in the bottom of the third.
First pitch swinging, high drive to center. Ryan likes the look of it. Thomas will watch it go. Ryan will earn for the second straight night. A first pitch, three-run, a home run. Orioles are back on top.
Kevin Brown with the call, Ryan O'Hearn with the Earl Weaver special. Gunner hit his first of the season, and Heston Kerstad hit number two as the Birds roll 6-2, winning two in a row for the first time and grabbing their first series win. Tomo Sugano was the beneficiary, an Orioles season high, seven innings pitched. Translation?
It's only one game that I've been able to pitch like this, so I have to keep accumulating these outings.
Meanwhile, the Birds wishing that Grayson Rodriguez could just pitch in a game. The right-hander has suffered a rehab setback. He's been shut down pending an MRI. A lot of talent, just not available. Coming up in 30 minutes, there's no stopping Alex Ovechkin. And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
At 9:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures are running warm this weekend, 10 to almost 20 degrees above the norm. A mix of sun and clouds today, 76. Tomorrow, more clouds, 86. Sunday, cloudy and dry, 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
Currently 52 degrees in Westminster, 56 in Easton, and 49 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, all right. Good morning. Happy Friday. You know what? If you're in the Baltimore region, it is a happy Friday. All this beautiful weather that we've been waiting for how long now? I feel like I've been waiting forever for this. You know, I took Olivia to the dentist yesterday, and it was so funny because she's getting some crowding now as the adult teeth are coming in and the baby teeth aren't quite falling out yet. And so I took her to the dentist and I said, I don't know, there's a tooth in there somewhere, she said, that's bothering her on the top. And the dentist looks in and he goes, you know, which tooth is it? And she points to the tooth and he says, man, he said, I guess, you know, we might have to actually extract that. We might have to get that out of the way. And he goes, how long has this been bothering you? And Olivia looks at him. She goes, all my life. I said, what? I said, Olivia, no. And the dentist starts laughing. He's like, wait, what? He said, this tooth looked like it might have came in the last few months. And she goes, oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I meant. But she was like, all my life. I felt her on that one. That's how long I've been waiting for warm weather. It's like all my life. Even though it was just a couple months, it felt like all of my life. Of course, we have a lot to talk about today, a lot of discussion. I did want to thank, because last night I was able to speak to the North County Republican Club in Anne Arundel County. It was a full house, and it was such a great conversation. And hello to many of you, because many said, you know, I listen to you on WCBM every day. And I do. I appreciate that. I know that you have options. The fact that you're here means a lot to me. You know, we were talking about, obviously, midterms. We were talking about the Trump administration. And before I closed up the conversation for my piece, I did ask how many people, I said, show a raise of hands, how many people are looking forward to Governor Larry Hogan possibly giving it another run? And I will say, out of this room of individuals, I would say there might have been, at least five or six hands that went up. And I can tell you what, there were a lot of people that said, no, not having it. Nope. And of course, we talked about the fact that he did lose statewide to Angela Alsobrooks by 11 points. And that's kind of what I'm looking at as well, is the fact that, you know, Angela Alsobrooks, if you're thinking about how much weight she pulled behind her as just a PG County executive, I just want people to understand, Governor Wes Moore would be a lot tougher to beat, considering that he did not do so well with Angela Alsobrooks. Now, you put on top of that we're paying more taxes and fees, and there are going to be some people that believe, okay, you know, when we had Governor Hogan, at least we didn't have all these new taxes and fees. But again, that wasn't enough to sway the Republicans in this room. And last night I saw a lot of familiar faces, met a lot of new people as well. But, you know, even speaking to some of those, like Mary, you know, she's with the Baltimore City GOP. There were so many people there that, you know, really spread out their time and try to make sure that they're involved in all of these Republican clubs or central committees. And Faith was there. You know, a lot of great people were there last night. David, again, thank you for inviting me. Bruce, thank you for inviting me. But, you know, when you're looking at the individuals in this room, for me, I know that there are a lot of those that have been working with the Maryland GOP and the Republican Party in the state for quite some time. And to not see their hands go up really tells me a lot, right? Because if Governor Larry Hogan, if he's not even swaying, you know, these hardcore conservative Republicans, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to say that he most likely will struggle in a primary. Now, considering who else runs in the primary, right? And that's something that we talked about last night as well. And again, this is in Anne Arundel County. We talked about this last night as well. Who is going to throw their hat in the ring here? If you're going to throw your hat in the ring, right now we have John Myrick, right? And John Myrick, actually, he already spoke to this group. They are very familiar with John. They like John. You know, shout out to John for making his rounds. He's doing a fantastic job on getting his face out there and getting to know people. But, you know, of course, there are still some concerns because Governor Wes Moore, he's very charismatic. We just saw here recently in the past 24 hours that he got an endorsement from George Clooney. Now, George Clooney doesn't mean a whole lot, but now they're talking about Governor Wes Moore in a positive way on the national stage, right? So George Clooney makes this statement, and I'm telling you right now, you know, looking at, you know, all the news publications, literally every major news network covered that George Clooney is endorsing Governor Wes Moore here in April 2025, right? And he's talking about the presidential race in 2028. So this gave Wes Moore a little bit of boost. And so all I'm saying here is that you've got him, you know, a lot of people do look at him as the next Obama coming. As I said last night, he's a handsome man. You can't put that aside. Handsome men do well when you're looking at nationwide, right? I mean, look, just think about it. There were a lot of women that voted for Barack Obama because they felt he was handsome. You heard the same about Bill Clinton, right? I mean, this is a thing. When you're talking about here in the state of Maryland, there were a lot of women that were, you know, big fans of O'Malley. They thought he was handsome. I guess he was in a band. You know what I mean? There are things like this because, remember, you need the female vote. The woman vote is huge, whether it's suburban, whether it's inner city. The woman vote is huge. That's a huge voting block. And if you want to win in any seat, you've got to have the women on your side because they always come out and vote. And so, again, you're looking at Governor Westmore, the fact that he's handsome. Now, has he done a horrible job here? Absolutely. You can't deny that. You got Democrats pointing out the taxes, the fees, the reckless spending of the surplus. There's a lot on the table, whereas Governor Westmore is still very vulnerable. And I would say he's still vulnerable even in his own primary, considering, now, of course, I don't know what Maryland Dems are going to do. They might stick with Westmore because they want to see him on the national stage. They might stick with him and have him win again for a second term. But I don't know if everybody's going to fall in line in the Republican, or excuse me, the Democrat Party, because I do believe if you put somebody like Peter Francho up and you're talking about all these taxes and fees and the fact that they shut down a lot of these coal plants and you got, you know, this energy crisis, I think Peter Francho could give him a run for his money in the primary. I do believe that. But I also believe on the Republican side of this, I think a good Republican can also give him a run for his money. I really do. Now, is there going to be a ton of money backing Westmore? Sure. And that means that the Governor's Association on the national level, that means in the GOP, you will have to make sure as a Republican that you get behind this chosen candidate, okay, or nominee. We can't be divided on this. And this is another conversation that we were having last night. You can't be divided on whoever wins the primary here in the gubernatorial race in 2026. We have to come together. We have to stand 10 toes down. I don't care if there's one little thing that you don't like. And this was brought up in the meeting last night. It was brought up and it's absolutely true. The North County Republican Club, they did bring up the fact that unfortunately for us Republicans in the state, there are a lot of Republicans that don't want to then support whoever the nominee is. We have Republicans that still take shots. We have Republicans like, look what happened with the last race. You had Governor Larry Hogan calling Dan Cox a QAnon whack job. Look how much damage that did. And so that's another piece of this. We're going to have to come together and say, look, guys, look, we might not like this about this candidate. We might not like that about this candidate. But this is only going to work if we're on the same team. That's the part that I am a little afraid of. I am. We have a lot of people in the Republican Party in the state with really big egos. They take shots at Republicans online all the time, right? I went off the top of my head, William Newton. Now, luckily, he doesn't have a large following, so nobody really cares that much of what he says. But you do. You have these groups within the Republican Party that attack our nominees consistently. And then, you know, Democrats, if they're running opposition, they go to their page and they're like, oh, let's see what they know about this person. And then we're going to take that story and we're going to highlight it. We're going to shove it into the spotlight. Really, a lot of the stories aren't even on their radar until another Republican brings it up. So this is what I'm talking about. You know, this is very different. The Maryland Dems, they stick together and they do a good job at it. The Maryland GOP has always done a terrible job at it. Now, it could be just, you know, we've got, you know, a lot of people with type A personalities in the party. That could be a thing. But I just wanted to bring this to you because, of course, this is what we were talking about yesterday. Real quick, it looks like I have a caller who wants to weigh in. Rob in Middle River in my neck of the woods. Did you want to weigh in on this?
Yes, ma'am, I do. I'm pretty frustrated and disgusted at these women who vote for cute looks.
Yeah, but that's not going to change, Rob. That's not going to change. It's unfortunate, but that's not going to change.
Well, there was something I want to tell you. I have to bring this up. I had been a teaching assistant at one time, and it was in a history class. And the film, we had to watch a film, and the film showed these very wealthy women. I'm not sure how much of this was fiction, it was true, but it showed these very wealthy women who got together for women's suffrage. And what they went through was horrific. This was during the time of President Wilson. And these women had husbands who were bankers, and, you know, it was a time they just wanted women in the house, you know, doing what female chores, if you will. And their husbands were very much opposed. They wanted them not just in the house, but they want them doing charity work, you know, that kind of stuff. And they were really marching hard for women's rights. And some of them actually got put in prison. They did a lot and sacrificed themselves. And I'm thinking, I wonder what they'd say about these women who go out and don't take their voting that seriously. I just cannot believe that anyone would do anything so foolish when they see what's going on in society. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I understand what you're saying there, Rob, and I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great weekend at Easter.
Yes, you have a happy Easter.
Thank you. Thank you.
You and your daughter both.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So what I will say is human nature, and unfortunately, that's not going to change. I mean, you can look back so many decades where even with the JFK, it is. It's unfortunate. Not all women vote like this, obviously, but there is a large part of the female voting bloc that does base their vote on looks and pure emotion, like how they feel about a person, and it has nothing to do with policy. And again, that's not all the women voters, but it is a large percentage. And if you cannot get the female vote, this is what we were talking about with President Trump. Remember, they were so worried that he wasn't going to get the suburban woman? Because you need them. You need them. And as soon as you turn them off, it's a done deal. And so he did a lot better, Trump, this time, with suburban women, thank goodness. But that's the vote that you need. And if you have a suburban woman that's looking at Governor Wes Moore and a governor that they don't find to be appealing or attractive or charismatic, you're not going to fare well. So that's what I'm saying. On the Republican side of the aisle, we're going to have someone that even competes in, and I know it sounds terrible, in the looks department. I know it sounds terrible, but this is what we're going up against. Okay, this is what we're going up against. All right, we'll continue this conversation when we get back. Then we'll also talk about Senator Chris Van Hollen. He did the unthinkable, but it revealed a lot more than I think he wanted us to know. Right now, we're going to go to Tim Hearn with RBC Wealth Management. He's got the morning market flash for us. I know it's Good Friday, but Tim, what's the word?
Well, Good Friday today, and happy Good Friday to you and your listeners, Kim. Stock market is, in fact, closed today. So we had a holiday shortened week here this week, but I'm glad to take the opportunity here this Friday to join you all. And markets were choppy, certainly. The S&P 500 yesterday eking out a very, very small gain of about 7 points, Kim. But the Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday tumbled over 500 points. The NASDAQ was down as well during this holiday shortened week. And it seems like right now that, you know, again, the overall theme appears to be market volatility surrounding the tariff talk. And, you know, when we look at the markets overall for the week, and that's what I like to report sometimes as a summary on how the markets fared this week, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed for the week at a weekly decline of 2.66%. S&P was down 1.5%, and the NASDAQ was down 2.62% here, Kim. So I think, again, U.S. equities were mostly lower this week, after ending the week last week rather sharply higher. So we look at the overall markets as far as activity, and I think the S&P and NASDAQ indexes are now down for a third week in the past 4 weeks, which isn't good for overall sentiment in the market. For some reason, the Dow continues to be south of that kind of key market, 40,000. It's trading at 39,000 and change. So that's a big psychological thing, I think, for investors to see that the Dow's not over that mark or back over that mark yet. Technology across the board, mostly lower. We had, of course, the big AI, artificial intelligence chip maker, NVIDIA, which was the biggest laggard here for the week. And other areas of weakness included semiconductor stocks, apparel companies, cosmetics, agricultural companies, and even some of the insurance names did not demonstrate really any good bounce back in the market this week. We had some areas of strength, which did include the energy sector, utility companies, home builders, even the banks and REITs all posting fairly solid gains sector-wise for the week, Kim. So, again, the trade is continuing to serve. The tariffs are continuing to serve. Like I said, no pun intended, but terrifying, continue to serve as that overhang this week with the headlines and escalating tensions, of course, with China. Only a bright side we saw coming out of yesterday on Thursday, Kim, Netflix reporting their earnings. They were higher in after-hours trade. And then, of course, the Nikkei posting a 1% gain, last night overnight. So we'll have to see how things resume for Monday when things open back up this Monday after, of course, the Easter holiday on Sunday, Kim. So I'll look forward to joining you all. I want to wish you all and your listeners and you, Kim, of course, a happy Easter holiday. We'll talk on Monday morning.
Happy Easter to you too, Tim. Thank you.
Hey, Baltimore, Kim Klasick here, and I've got a question for you. Is your roof holding up, or is it trying to tell you something? You know what I'm talking about. Water spots on the ceiling, leaks around your chimney or skylight, or worse, mysterious drips when it rains. That's trouble knocking. That's why I trust Wallace Roofing, a third-generation, family-owned company that's been doing things the right way for over 90 years. No subcontractors, no shortcuts, just top-quality work on residential and commercial roofs. Steep or flat, metal, gutters, downspouts, skylights, you name it, they do it. And get this, they even do 0% financing. So if your roof is showing signs of wear, don't wait until the next big storm turns a small problem into a major disaster. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. Tell them Kim Klasick sent you. MHIC 1566, Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
This is Pastor David Lewis at the Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Today is Good Friday, the day in which Christians remember the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. As difficult as it is to replay a murder of an innocent man over and over again each Easter season, without the price that he paid on the cross, the rest of us would have no hope of spending eternity in heaven above. One of the last things that Jesus said before he died was, "It is finished." He had come to die to save mankind from their sins, a term rarely used today. By dying on the cross and shedding his blood, he accomplished that which his Father in heaven sent him to do. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Are you one of the whosoevers who believes? If you believe his shed blood is sufficient to cover your sins, ask for his forgiveness, and I'll join you and all the other believers one day on the other side. That's the only hope we have in this world. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Says she went to SMU. This is my new favorite song. Brian, the producer, you make me so happy. You know, for this, you get a raise. I know it's not up to me. But thank you. I love this song. This has been going on around on Instagram. And his name is Graham. What, how do you say it? Graham? Is that right? Barnham? Yeah, I'm awful with pronouncing names. But he's a new country singer, and I think he's gonna do well. He's giving me the Morgan Wallen vibes, and I think that's it's very popular right now. Well, anyways, thank you for playing that, Brian. I appreciate it. Again, good morning to all of you. Happy Friday. We were just briefly talking about the North County Republican Club meeting that I went to last night. Again, thank you guys so much for having me. It was great to see everyone, to talk to so many listeners. That was awesome. I got a text here from Rox, formerly from Towson. Rox says, "Kim, I had neighbors sipping on their wine and talking about how cute Martin O'Malley was and how they voted for him. I told them maybe women shouldn't vote. Laugh out loud." She says, "I could see them voting on for Wes Moore because of his charm and charisma." Yeah, Rox. And I saw Jonathan texted in. Jonathan, you get me with this, because he's this texter, Jonathan, by the way, he always makes this point on why women shouldn't vote. So, Jonathan, the more and more you say that, like, look, I kind of know and I see where you're coming from. I don't agree with it, obviously. But yes, Rox, thank you for sharing that. That is something that I learned, I guess, you know, running the first time around in 2020. And I think I told you guys, as we were knocking doors, and this was in the general past the primary, there were a lot of women that told us they were voting for Congressman Quaisi Infume because he used to be just so handsome, and they still believed he was handsome. I swear to you, I swear to you, on a stack of Bibles. They were voting for him because they thought he was cute. And I don't know if that's, you know, unfair or fair. It's not, you know, a call that I would make. But I would just say you have to understand that this is, unfortunately, this is part of it. And it's human nature, I guess. But here in the state of Maryland, you definitely need to have the female vote. You have to if you want to win, especially statewide. And if you have, like I said, this Governor Westmore, and think about it, he has all of these, whether they're the videos, you know, some of his Facebook or X posts, there, a lot of them are very vain, right? They show that he's like, you know, athletic and all this other stuff. And he does that. He's been marketing himself and branding himself to be this good-looking, charismatic governor that's always happy. Like, you know, some people call in and say, oh, Mr., you know, Governor Smiley, right? But he does that purposely because there are women out there that will vote for him because they like his smile, right? It's like, that's why he does it. So anyways, I just wanted to put that on your plate there. There were a lot of people at the club last night that said they could not vote for Governor Larry Hogan again. Obviously, you know, we have John Myrick in the race so far. I'm sure there's going to be more people throwing their hat in the ring. And I can't wait to see, you know, what we do here coming in the midterms. All right, coming up next, I'll go ahead and get off of that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. It got even better for him yesterday. But by the end of the night, a lot of people were sharing a lot of photos thinking, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now it's all becoming so clear. We'll talk about that when we get back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A federal appeals court has upheld a judge's decision to order sworn testimony by Trump administration officials in the case of a mistakenly deported man. After being rebuffed more than once, Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen did get part of what he wanted during his trip to El Salvador. He met with the imprisoned man who was deported from the U.S. by the Trump administration. Memorials of candles and flowers dot the Florida State University Tallahassee campus following yesterday's shooting that left two people dead, at least a half dozen others wounded. Luigi Mangione has been indicted on federal charges, including murder and the shooting of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The 26-year-old, who has pleaded not guilty to federal and state charges, expected in court today in New York City. U.S. financial markets closed for Good Friday. More details at srnnews.com.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air, inviting you to come and see us again and try some of our everyday and weekend specials made by our new chef, Cody. You love the new touch and the creation he brings to our dishes. Makes me hungry just thinking about it. See you soon. Visit us at the Liberatore's of Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. It's not often the Cincinnati Reds come to town, but it'll happen tonight with Kate Povich taking the hill at 7:05. One night after the Birds powered their way to their first series win of the year.
That ball slashed left center field. There is your first home run. You drop the guy one spot in the lineup, you're a genius. Gunnar Henderson. Welcome to 2025.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Henderson batting in the two-hole last night. Thank you, Brandon Hyde.
One, I want to slow the game down for Gunn a little bit. I just think he, you know, talking with him, let him watch in the bat before he kind of gets in there. He's a little bit rushed right now. You can tell he's in a little bit of a hurry.
Caps on the ice last night in Pittsburgh to close out the regular season.
There is Stroll. No stick for Poulin. Slicing through. Poulin got it. Ovechkin scores!
Call courtesy of the NHL on ESPN. Caps fall 5-2 to the Pens. They open the playoffs Monday night in D.C. against the Canadiens. Coming up in 30 minutes, a cure for the hiccups.
And that is Stein on Sports.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Our weather's dry and the temperature's warm all weekend long. High pressure is keeping all the rain to the west and north of us until Monday. We've got a mix of sun and clouds today. Warmer, 76 the high. Tomorrow, more clouds but still dry. 86 tomorrow. Sunday, cloudy and 74. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle at Blindster.com, and we sell custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Our blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows, and if they don't, for any reason, we'll remake them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Rapid radios are instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. Business owners can keep in touch with up to 200 staff members at one time. Go to rapidradios.com now for up to 60% off and free shipping.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
All right, we're going to jump in this conversation. Again, Senator Chris Van Hollen, he's the news. He's a big story. If he wanted the photo ops, if he wanted to get some name recognition, he got it. That was accomplished by the senator here in Maryland. Real quick, another text here from Rox. She goes, Kim, those women that vote based on looks are shallow thinkers. They are. And here's what I will say, because I know there's some people that don't agree with me on this, and that's fine. We want to win, right? We want to win here in the state of Maryland. We want to win. And Rox, you're right. There are a lot of women that vote based on looks, and they are very shallow. But here's what I will say. If you're looking at, like, today's pop culture, right? Think about the individuals that are famous. The Kardashian family, they are famous for what? They don't have any talent, right? None of them could sing. None of them could act. None of them. They're famous for the way they look, okay? Cardi B, the rapper. Now, I actually have some of her songs on my playlist. Is Cardi B really a great rapper? No. But she has this upbeat music that really gets me going in the gym, and I listen to it while I work out. But is she really this fantastic rapper? Is she really that talented? No. But she has a big artificial behind that she's able to shake, I guess, at concerts. And people go and see her. They actually, you know, repost videos, whether it's Megan Thee Stallion. Remember, Megan Thee Stallion was with Kamala Harris in Atlanta, Georgia, as part of one of her, you know, campaign rallies. And they brought her out because so many people like Megan. Obviously, those at the rally weren't too impressed with her. But they, you know, they started bringing in the Cardi B's and the Megan Thee Stallions and stuff like that because they knew that, you know, they're going to have to get at least so many of those shallow votes, right? And so if you have women, and I will say, you know, black women especially, black women especially, and not all black women because, you know, for me, I don't care about this. And most black women that I personally know do not care. But if you ever look on social media and online, there are a lot of black women that do share, you know, videos or photos highlighting the behind on somebody. Right? You ever see on the pictures online? And I'm not judging because I post pictures people probably don't like either. I'm not judging. I just see these things. I observe these things. But they're pictures of women that are not facing the camera, like their back is to the camera, and then they do like this thing where they look over their shoulder, and then it's got like, you know, a million likes and a million comments, and they're like, oh, you're so pretty, you're so that. And meanwhile, they're referring to the fact that she has this big butt, right? And that's what's getting her this viral photo. And so if you think about that, you think about what people are attracted to on social media and what does so well as far as likes, views, and shares, then yes, you would know that a lot of these voters, because these are the same people that were posting Kamala Harris, a lot of those voters are very shallow, right? And so some people ask me, they're like, Kim, well, how do you court those voters? That's very difficult to figure out. It is very difficult. I think that's why whenever any celebrity takes interest in President Trump or the Republican Party, you have the RNC and Republicans jump all over it. And they're like, yes, we got another one, right? And then all of a sudden they're propping them up and they're so excited about them. But that is why, because that celebrity does bring in some of those voters that are on social media that only think about celebrities and, you know, shaking your bum bum on camera and things like that. So it's a tough job to get those voters when you are in the Republican Party and also trying to please conservatives. It's tough. I don't know how you thread that needle. I still haven't figured it out, to be honest with you. I have not figured it out. And if you bend over backwards and you try to, get those voters, like you say, you play into it just a bit, then you upset the conservatives. And then the conservatives are mad at you. And then the first thing they'll say is, well, why would you give in to something like that? We have to conserve our party. You know, so they're mad at you for trying to get that group of voters that's so shallow that only likes the Kardashians and Cardi B. It's a tough needle to thread when you're a Republican. It is extremely tough. And that's why I say, you know, when we figure out who our gubernatorial candidate, our nominee will be, I would love to see everybody get behind that nominee. Even if there are some things that you don't like, because I don't think we can handle another 4 years of Governor Wes Moore. I really don't. I mean, we'll seriously lose a ton of people. They will leave the state for sure. But yes, Rox, you're very right on that front. It's they are shallow voters, but you got to get their vote. You got to get their vote. All right, going into this topic with Senator Chris Van Hollen, and if you want to weigh in on this, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. All right, let's chat about this a bit. First and foremost, I will say, you know, congratulations to the senator. Because as he was going to El Salvador, you know, his first 24 hours there, I thought, what a waste, what a waste. I could not believe he went. He didn't have any meetings set up. He was talking to the press, and basically what he said to the press is, they won't let me see him, they won't let me talk to him, and they won't have a meeting with me. And I was like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding? Well, it turns out that the president of El Salvador finally gave in. And this is after Senator Chris Van Hollen, because he did a video. He did an update yesterday. I would say that was maybe around 4 p.m. Am I correct on that? He did an update. It is on his Facebook page. I know that there were news outlets that were streaming it that still have it up. So if you want to look at it, I think it's at Fox 45 right now. It's still streamed there. Well, anyways, he did this update basically letting everybody know that he was unable to see Kilmer Garcia, right, the quote-unquote Maryland man, the father. And he said that not only could he not see him, they weren't allowing him to talk to him. Now, Senator Chris Van Hollen was down there with Mr. Garcia's attorney, which I guess his wife hired. So the attorney and Chris Van Hollen were down there together. Now, the video that he made, the video that he made, it was clearly in a hotel conference room, okay? When you see the video, because I was shocked, actually. I looked at the video, and in the video, he was saying, I can't get into CCOT, I can't do this, I can't do that. And in the video, it was very odd because the caption... the caption with the video on the post said that he was right outside of the prison. And I'm looking at the video and I'm like, no, he's not. He looks like he's at the Hilton. And you know, like I know that carpet anywhere, right? And the conference room carpet and the walls that, you know, you could the tearaway walls that they have in there. Well, anyways, beyond that, he was clearly in a hotel conference room. And it seemed to me that he had given up at that point, right? I thought maybe he's gone back to his hotel. He's ready to come back to the U.S. He's done. Well, a few hours after that, we then see a picture posted by Senator Chris Van Hollen. Now, this photo is of Senator Van Hollen and Kilmer Garcia sitting at a table, clearly in a hotel restaurant. You know what I'm talking about? You guys know what I'm talking about. Like, if you go to, like, a Hilton or a Holiday Inn or one of those hotels, and they always have the continental breakfast, right? There's not a bar down there. It's not like a full-service restaurant. But they have the tables and, like, the buffet area in the back and the cereal, like, in the plastic containers. You know what I mean? So it was that kind of hotel. It wasn't, a 4 or 5-star hotel. It was, like, a Holiday Inn. Well, anyways, they're sitting in this Holiday Inn restaurant, and in front of them, they have glasses of water. The attorney is not at the table, but it's Senator Chris Van Hollen kind of reaching and leaning over towards Kilmer Garcia. Kilmer Garcia, in this photo, and I did post it online if you follow me on social media, and I know it's everywhere. Kilmer Garcia, he's now talking to Senator Chris Van Hollen. As Sean Casey pointed out, it looks like a Kansas City Chiefs hat. And Sean, you know, he's right. When they don't know who's going to win, they still make both teams, right, that are going to the Super Bowl. And so I guess the team that lost, right, was the Kansas City Chiefs. Is that correct? So those hats were sent to El Salvador. Well, anyways, Kilmer Garcia, he had on the Kansas City Chiefs hat. It did look like a special edition one, you know, possibly for the Super Bowl. Anyways, so he's sitting there. He has on the hat, but it's giving you a side view of Kilmer Garcia. Now, Senator Chris Van Hollen, when he did that speech or that when he did the press conference in the hotel conference room, he said that his main objective at that point was to just make sure that he could see Kilmer, because they wanted to make sure that he was healthy, he wasn't being tortured. They were saying that this jail or this prison, CECOT's like a concentration camp. They said he most likely was being tortured every single day. And I know I had people texting in the show saying, Kim, he's probably being beat up and da-da-da-da. Well, there were no signs of that at all, okay? There's no signs of that at all. So just so you know, whether they don't have him in, you know, Gen Pop, as the kids might say, right? He might not be in general population. I don't know how they have him in this prison. But Kilmer didn't have a scratch on him. Okay, so if you were worried about his well-being, I can tell you, we saw nothing. Okay, there didn't seem to be any concern there, and he was also very well fed. You can see that too. You can see that too. Anyways, so Senator Chris Van Hollen, like I said, he did this press conference in his hotel conference room, and it did look like he gave up. Now, there was another piece of audio here that I have for you of Senator Chris Van Hollen. And he was discussing at that point, right outside, it looked like it was right after he did that press conference, but it still sounded as if he wasn't going to see him. I want you to take a listen to this audio, then we'll talk about it on the way back.
I'm here with Chris Newman, who is the attorney for the wife and mother of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. And we just tried to go visit him in prison just to check on his conditions. Is he doing okay? Because nobody has any communication with him since he was illegally abducted from Maryland and sent to CECOT prison in El Salvador, which, as a U.S. District Court judge said, was a violation of all his due process rights. Today's purpose was just to see what his health condition is. And these soldiers were ordered to prevent us from going any farther from this spot. I understand we're about 3 kilometers now from CECOT. And as you can see, they're letting other cars go by, but they stopped us because they're under orders not to allow us to proceed to check on the well-being of Kilmer Abrego Garcia.
Okay, so that's what he posted, right? And so then after that, like I said, then Senator Chris Van Hollen uploads this picture of he and Kilmer Garcia in this hotel lobby, hotel restaurant. Well, this is where it gets kind of crazy. All right. So Senator Chris Van Hollen posts this picture. He's leaned over talking to him. The attorney is not at the table. And I just heard there in that sound, I don't know if you guys heard it, but apparently that's the attorney for just the wife and the mother of Kilmer Garcia. That's interesting. I just noticed that. And why would the wife and the mother have an attorney, but Kilmer does not? And you know what? I'm going to leave that there for a second. Anyways, So this picture just showed Waters in front of them on the table. And he says, you know, in his post, Senator Chris Van Hollen, I wanted to show everybody that Kilmar's doing well. I did meet with him and, you know, blase, blase, blase. Now, the president of El Salvador, he then had a post right after Senator Chris Van Hollen. The interesting part is he did not post a picture of the two men at the hotel lobby restaurant only drinking water. The pictures that the El Salvadorian president posted, Bukele, he posted Kilmar Garcia and Senator Van Hollen at that same table in the restaurant in the hotel with margaritas in front of them. He had margaritas in front of him. So here's I want to read you the caption here because I think you should know. This is what the president of El Salvador had to say with his post. Because, again, these are two totally different pictures. And the fact that you had Chris Van Hollen or Van Hollen, yeah. The fact that you had him basically give his followers and the entire world something totally different, again, just shows that this is just for politics. The president of El Salvador says, here is Kilmar Abrego Garcia, miraculously risen from the death camps and torture, now sipping margaritas with Senator Van Hollen in the tropical paradise of El Salvador. So it sounds to me like the president of El Salvador had enough of Senator Chris Van Hollen and others, especially in the media, claiming that Mr. Garcia was being tortured in the CECOP prison and that the living conditions and, you know, just everything was just so awful. And he's right about that. That is what the media has been saying. So if you go to Senator Chris Van Hollen's page, there are people in the comment section saying, oh, gosh, thank you, Senator. I'm so glad that he's okay. I was so worried that he was no longer alive. You know, because this is what the senator and the media has been pushing, that Mr. Garcia could possibly be dead. That's how much this escalated. Craziness. So now we see Kilmar Garcia is just fine. He's got his flannel shirt on, his Kansas City Chiefs hat. He's drinking margaritas. And as I noted in the morning drive with the salt around the rim. And in the president of El Salvador's post, because remember, Chris Van Hollen's post only had he and Mr. Garcia at the table. The president of El Salvador, he then posted another photo of Kilmar Garcia, Chris Van Hollen, and then the attorney all sitting at the table. And all three of the guys have margaritas with salt around the rim. Now, Bruce Elliott did mention that they probably only gave them rail tequila. Okay, so don't think that they're getting special treatment down there. But it's crazy to me. Well, anyways, so Senator Chris Van Hollen, he tried to manipulate this and basically show, okay, I got Kilmar out. I did see him and we're just giving him a glass of water, not even a crust of bread. That's not what happened. They had a great lunch. And yes, it looked like they were in a beautiful tropical area, as the president pointed out. They had a great lunch and all that happened. But here's where it gets really sticky. Okay, so now we know Senator Chris Van Hollen basically lied about, you know, how this all went down for lunch. But this is where it gets really sticky, because in the president of El Salvador's pictures, you can now see the tattoos on this so-called, quote-unquote, Maryland man and this great father and husband, Mr. Garcia. The tattoos are visible. Now, people were blowing up the pictures of the tattoos, trying to identify them, trying to get a good look at them. And wouldn't you know it, he had tattoos on his knuckles that pointed where? Which direction do you think it pointed? We'll discuss when we get back.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Rachel Morin was a Marylander, as was this other woman, Kayla Hamilton, and they should still be here with their families. Rachel's five children and her mother will never see their mother again or their daughter again. And idiots like this, as far as I'm concerned, they all have blood on their hands, because he sat by idly and silently as Joe lied to the country, Kamala lied to the country, Mayorkas lied to the country, Chris Ray allowed them to break the laws. It was systemic law breaking. And this is the result of it. And we're going to feel it probably for the next decade at least.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans. Now, don't get suckered into the same old free phone game by Big Wireless. That comes with a lot of fine print, plus, 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 plus. Oh, in other words, you pay more, more, more. At the end of the day, you paid for that, quote, free phone three times over. There is a better way. Pure Talk, my cell phone provider, a veteran-owned company, my sponsor, my wireless company, has a much better offer. A free phone with a qualifying plan for just $35 a month, and you get a brand new Samsung Galaxy A26. Just make the switch to Pure Talk for $35 a month. You get unlimited talk, unlimited text, 15 gigs of data with mobile hotspot and roaming, all on America's most dependable 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you make the switch in as little as 10 minutes. Again, #250, keyword save now. Get your free Samsung Galaxy with a qualifying plan when you switch to Pure Talk. Wireless by Americans for Americans.
Looking for a beautiful and functional upgrade to your home? 3-Day Blinds has you covered. At 3-Day Blinds, our free in-home design consultation makes it easy. A 3-Day Blinds design expert will help you find the window treatment solution that works best for your home's needs and style. We bring the showroom to you with loads of samples, giving you an idea of how different fabrics look in your home. Your designer also provides expert measurements and helps coordinate installation. Book your free in-home consultation by visiting 3dayblinds.com. Take control of your window treatments with Motorized by 3-Day Blinds. Whether you're at home or on vacation, you can operate your window treatments with the touch of a button using the 3-Day Blinds app. 3-Day Blinds has specialized in window treatments for more than 40 years, and it's the name people trust. At 3-Day Blinds, we have stylish and functional window treatments for any occasion. For your free custom same-day quote, schedule your free in-home design consultation now at 3dayblinds.com. That's 3dayblinds.com.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, happy Friday to you. We're talking about Senator Chris Van Hollen and his trip to El Salvador. You can weigh in on this at any time, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All right, we're talking about the fact that Kilmer Abrego Garcia was sitting at lunch yesterday with the senator in El Salvador. They were able to enjoy some margaritas with salt around the rim, and according to Bruce Elliott, it could have only been rail tequila. So don't act like they're getting special treatment, okay? Because if you've ever had rail tequila, yes, it doesn't taste any different. Well, anyways, plus, what is rail tequila in El Salvador? That's probably pretty good, actually. All right. It's Friday. I apologize. I've digressed. I got a text here from Joe. Joe says, Cam, Kilmer was fat before he went to prison. Okay, Joe, now, first of all, I didn't call him fat. That was you. Okay, that was you. He went to prison. He was deported on March 15th. And he still has a pretty sizable beer belly on April 18th, or I guess April 17th, right? Because it was yesterday. I don't know. Brian, the producer, would you still have, well, I know you don't have one, but would you still have a sizable beer gut if you were deported on March 15th at April 17th? Not if you're eating one meal a day. Right. Yeah. So no, Joe, no, no, Joe, no. Look, he looks exactly the same as when he left. What I'm pointing to this is that he's not being tortured. He's fine. And Joe also says, also, if you've been keeping up with the evolution of AI these past few years, you can alter any image to portray literally anything. Why do you trust an egotistical dictator president over a U.S. senator? Well, the U.S. senator posted pretty much the same pictures. And after the president of El Salvador posted his pictures, the U.S. senator did not object to them or say that, they were false in any way. Chris Van Hollen has been jumping online and making a video almost every hour. If those pictures were altered, he would have said so. But you trust the senator's pictures, but you don't trust the president of El Salvador. You know, Joe, you look a little biased here. I can't lie to you. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk more about these tattoos, and we're going to talk about the backlash that Senator Chris Van Hollen and others are receiving online, because there were a lot of people on board with getting Kilmer Garcia back here to the States. But now that they've seen him, they have other thoughts. We'll talk about it.
Kids today live in a world full of social pressure.